Disciplined performance from Tyrone there, stuck to the game plan.
Maybe we didn't do that in the first half, but no, it's the second half. We sort of felt at half time that a lot of things that we had tried to do weren't working for us, and the second half we knew we were 2 points down, but honestly felt that we hadn't really performed, and we thought if we could get the lads to lift the intensity a bit in the second half that it was going to be thereabouts. And still, it's only a kick of a ball between the teams. I think if anything, that has just proved it, and we knew that anyway, that there's going to be no big winners in Celtic Park. It's going to be a kick of a ball here and there.
Well, it seemed there was two game plans. You went defensive in the first half, you conceded 7 points, you took the game to them in the second half, and you only conceded two. So does that tell us that it's best to go for it and to go all out attack?
I don't know, I don't think it's as simple as that. I think that they were winning the ball in the middle of the field in the first half, which was forcing us back, and in the second half we gained more possession in the middle of the field, which gave us a chance to drive forward. And I suppose that was the difference at the end of the day. And first half, I suppose we had a number of chances we made pure use of as well. In the second half, we were fairly economical.
And the goal, it was a vital score. The first half came very much against their down of play, because Derry were slotting over the points one after the other. I think that's three in the space of 2 minutes. And then the goal, the probably Derry pressed maybe too many men forward, left a big gap at the back.
Yeah, and funny, our view on that was that that was the last thing we'd done in the first half. Once we scored the goal, we seemed to down tools. Up to that, with it, we were fairly in the game, but after that, we were horrible. I suppose the only word I could use for it. But at the end of the day, it's over, and we've, I suppose, proved that we can compete with them, if nothing else.
And reflecting on the league campaign, it was an extended run. You got extra games out of it. So, what's your reflection on it?
Well, ultimately, that's what it's about. And especially with St Cairns been on a run, there's a number of players who aren't available to us all year. In fact, there's still two or three members of the squad who we haven't used yet through an injury and for all the various reasons. So I suppose the next 5 weeks is going to give those lads a chance to take their place as well. And it's a good position to be in. And again, I've said it before, you know, it's an indication of the depth of the talent in Tyrone. You know, the lads have made the 35, there's probably another 10-15 lads out to the squad who could compete as well. But